The good news today is taken from Mark, the 12th chapter. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him, with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the strength, to love one's neighbor as yourself. This is much more important than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw, he answered wisely. He said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any questions." Here ends the gospel lesson for the people of God today. Well, there's certainly a lot of history or different history when it comes to All Saints' Day. One can easily get into a theological quagmire. Some say that this Christian tradition was started to go against the pagan observances of Halloween, with its great emphasis on ghosts, witches, evil spirits, Ouija boards, death, and the dark side of life. In other words, evil. TV this month is not my favorite time, because there's a whole bunch of horrific movies. Many stories, books, or shelves are full of such subjects. It has been said worshipers have taken to believing and trusting the dark side of the war between God Almighty and Satan. The Bible is full of descriptions of this battle between good and evil. We have stores full of sweet costumes of doggies, cows, and scary faces. I remember as a young teacher way back in the 1960s, after I graduated from college, we joined the art teacher, and I was the choral teacher and got some different colored tempera paints. The chemistry teacher was there, and there was two art teachers, and we had some tempera paint. We smeared it all over our face and put our kind of weird costumes on. There were clumps hanging here, hanging there. It would dry, and then our face was really looked like they were cracked more than they are today. And we set out to trick or treat. We went to our superintendent of schools house. Probably the first mistake. His house had a separate garage from his house, and there was a dark sidewalk between from the garage to the back door of the house. Well, we stood in that dark sidewalk, and we waited. I look back now, and I don't think it was probably the smartest thing we've ever done in our lives. But it was Halloween, so here we go. And we waited for him to come home. It took a while, but then we heard the garage door go open, and we saw his 1968 black Chevy pull in the garage, and he closed the garage door, and started walking to his house, past us, in the dark. I'll tell you, I won't do this again, even if you paid me. Well, today you could get shot, or someone could have a heart attack, a neighbor could call the police, or we could have been fired right then and have out of a job. After the initial shock, MC was, he did some expletives, and then he started laughing, and I'll stop right there. But we did survive, and we stayed with the school district quite a long time. And when I left, I offered me a job as the assistant principal at the middle school, which I was thankful that I had something else coming down the line, and he knew that. The tricks were often without expecting treats. My father told me about, in his time, they used to go and take the hay wagon apart and put it on the roof of the barn, put it back together. So when the farmer came out the next morning, here was his beautiful hay wagon on top of the roof of the barn, which was quite a ways up. Rural schoolhouses often had their outhouses pushed over. And unfortunately, our bathrooms were right next to the fence and down into a stream. My grandfather was on the school board, and they said enough of that. So they put up a cement block bathhouses. I don't think they had any trouble from that point on. Pumpkins were smashed on the streets, windows of cars soaked. Oh, we didn't have any soap. Tricks sometimes got mean. So how did the church answer these behaviors? It tried to soften the meanest. It was in supposedly good fun. Kids got candy, and if you were downtown Friday night, I mean, there were a lot of kids. It was hard to get around town. Much of their candy, if I look back at our three-year-old last year, a lot of it, the candy is still in her room. And so Mom quietly took that out and threw it away because, you know, you can only eat so much candy. There were church services, remembering those who had died, and they did different things. Some of them lit candles, some put ribbons down. I'm just amazed at how many people this church has touched or have been touched by. Maybe relatives, maybe neighbors. A lot of people are represented here. I found somebody said the other day that they were going to fix some of the foods that were fixed by their mom or even their dad to remind them. It could have been sauerkraut and pork hocks or whatever it is. We made a recipe book of all my mom's recipes and Nancy's mother's recipes. So we have two cookbooks. The problem is that there's some parts of the recipes missing. So if you got into the recipe, you'd say, oh, this has got to have this and this in it. She must have forgot it. But it is great fun to hear my grandkids said, we're going to make grandma's apple pies. She had that recipe down, and they worked on the right apples. They had old Cortlands. She always used the old style Cortlandts, not the new Cortlandts. I didn't even know there was a difference until I was told that. One thing we don't do at our house is if we have popcorn, we don't follow my mother's recipe. She took a 1/4-pound stick of butter and melted it in a popcorn bowl. It was a ceramic green one. I still got it at home. And I tell you what, it was greasy. You had to have a napkin, but you know, we couldn't say anything. Mom, that's enough butter. But you know, after a while, we kind of liked it. We remember stories of the past of people who are no longer with us. I stopped and said, how is this scripture today related to All Saints Day? The scribes and the copiers were copiers of the scriptures. They made copies of the scripture, and they had to do it correctly. There was rules they had to follow. Page 12, 4 lines down, the second word in better be this word. And if it isn't, the copy is completely thrown out. They had to meet the standard of copying. And when Jesus is asked, what commandment is better than all the rest? And Jesus says, hear, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. We've heard this scripture before. I know you have. All your heart, your soul, your mind. And the second commandment is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. This one kind of steps on my toes when I read it too. Because it's so easy to see somebody who kind of takes over and doesn't listen to people or whatever, and they do something, whether it be in the Optimist Club or the whatever organization. There's always a couple of people who are really good talkers, and they will talk, you know, no matter what, and they will not stop talking. The scribe said to Jesus, you are right, teacher. He is one, and beside him there is no other. With all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, and then to love one's neighbor, even though you may not like him. Even though you may not get along well with him, but you are to love them and accept them. And it's more important than the burnt offerings done in the temple, the sacrifices. It was an answer to show us God's good things are better than evil. Does that make sense? It was a way to say God's good things are better than evil. Evil. The other day I was driving down the street and this person, I guess I wasn't going fast enough, but this person passed me on the right, and that was the parking area. And my first words were, oh, what are you doing? Well, you must have been in a hurry. And that isn't easy for me to say. to love one's neighbor as ourselves. Jesus said to the scribes, he said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God. Think, love God, love each other. Evil brings jealousy. Evil brings pride. Ego brings judgmental. Oh, they're always like that. I don't like them and I don't want to be around them." Or sometimes it brings hate. I've never seen a time in my life, and I had a history minor, and I've never seen so many people being killed in our society. I remember when I came to town, I asked that question. How many people have been killed in this town? And I think there were a couple of examples. Well, now we've got in our whole county, in our whole area, if we don't get by with one a week or two a week, it's unusual. It has changed. People don't really care. Watch how people drive. Now, I'm a legalist when it comes to this. I really want to stop at the stop sign. I really do. I don't care if I see nobody coming. I want to get in that habit or stay in that habit to stop. Some people just zip right on through. Pick up the Ten Commandments. Look it up in your Bibles. It's the handbook of what not to do, and it's the handbook of what to do. 10 things. Let Jesus teach you what the kingdom of God is really like, what the family of the church is really like, loving and caring and sharing and being open, and just when somebody's going through a tough time. I don't know, I saw it in the paper the other day. These farmers, I think it was down in Iowa someplace. I read it really quick. And they came, and he had fallen and had broken some ribs. And all these people came in, brought their machinery. It was like an old-fashioned thrashing event. But they all came in. They brought semis in. They brought a couple combines in. And they did all his crops up. And the restaurant in the community fed everybody. That's saying something. Study God's word. Be stubborn with yourself. Find out what it really means. Take your heart with all the understanding and try to understand it. Ask God, let me know what you want. Talk to me about this. To love one's neighbor as you love yourself. This will change everything in your neighborhood. You have to spend a lot of money on pastors. I think you have, haven't you, over the years? I think you have. If you took the salaries of your pastors from the very beginning, and I'm sure in the early beginning, you know, they didn't get much, maybe a couple of chickens and et cetera. But Presbyterians are known for being very generous, so, in contrast to on the Methodist tradition. And if anybody tells them, you're going to be in big trouble. It can be done, my friends. The pastors came and they studied the scriptures and they brought one or two or three words that will hit your heart and you'll say, you know, they're really serious about this. This is not just a meeting of the Friday night club. This is a serious thing that the pastors of the past have shared with you. And maybe the words have stuck with you. Turn away from evil. Don't even play with it. Don't fill your mind with evil. Pray and ask God for God's presence in your life every day as you get up in the morning, and thank Him for being with you during the day. Christians spend millions on having a pastor who shines the light on God's word. Pray for your sake, for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren. There's some terrible jokes going around, you know. You know, you heard the one about, it was a Methodist church and they had bats in the, flying around the church. Over here, I remember one Sunday morning seeing this thing in my eyes flying over the crowd. And I must say, it kind of ended the sermon right there, you know. Well, I was under the pulpit, so that helped me. I was safe. No, I wasn't. I stayed. I held them. Just don't ask anybody what I did. Pray for them every day, your children, your grandchildren. It's true. God passes to you the word. Now live with it. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, move our lives away from hate, jealousy, judgment, controlling others, to kindness, to caring, to judgment, gentleness. Soften our lives that we will follow Christ-like lives. Protect us from playing with destruction and darkness. May we let your Holy Spirit guide and warn us from doing things that tear this world apart. In your holy name, amen.